you have a sore throat, you can't
swallow.
I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Chew it.
Mm-hmm. Or
swallow it.
Okay. Things people smoke, either
cigars, cigarettes,
people at a party. Coffee, tea, or me. People at a party might be around the piano.
Oh, probably don't get drunk. Drunk, laughing and singing.
Okay. Somebody offers to do you a favor, but you say you don't want to be
obligated. Yeah.
If you are able to do something, you might say, "Sure, I."
Oh, I can.
On the other hand,
no, I can't.
Somebody comes to you at the end of the day and asks you to do something, you might look at them and say, "Well, I started work early this morning and I
worked all day, I'm not going to do it."
And if you're at the scene of an accident, you might say, "Well, it's no need to call the ambulance because..."
He's already dead, he's done dead.
All right. If a farmer's looking at his corn and it's particularly short and he thinks that's odd, he might say, "Well, that's funny, it to be taller."
It ought to be taller.
Say if a child's daring another one to do something like go through a graveyard, he might say, "Well, I'll dare you to do that," or "I'll bet."
Bet you won't. I bet you don't dare to do it.
Okay. Say if a boy got whipped and you might say, "Well, I'll bet he did something he..."
Ought not have done, shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm. Or you're not doing what you to do.
Ought to do.
And refusing to do something strong, what do you say? "I just do that."
Just won't.
Mm-hmm. If you've done something that's, you know, been very hard to do, and somebody's it's just standing around, you might look at them and say, "Well, you, after all, you know."
Go ahead and ask that again.
Okay, so if you're doing something, if you've been doing very hard work, yeah, and somebody's just been standing around, hands in pocket, looking at you, you might turn to them and say, "Well, you..."
It might have helped me.
And suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, "Well, I'm not sure, but I..."
Might be able to.
Okay. The bird that can see in the dark, that's...
Owl.
Different types?
Yeah, a little screech owl, small one, and a big hoot owl.
Mm-hmm. The one that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Anything else?
Yeah, I've heard of peckerwood.
Does that ever apply to a person?
Yeah, kids use it a lot. Dumb, you know, somebody's really dumb. Peckerwood.
Animal that smells bad?
Oh, polecat. It's gone.
What about animals that would raid hen roosts?
Varmints. Something I wouldn't use very much.
What would some of those animals be?
Possums. Oh. Well, coons wouldn't raid them too much, but possums and mink or fox. Mink, bad about that. Anything like that.
Bushy-tailed animal that runs around the trees?
Squirrel.
Different types?
Fox squirrel and gray squirrel. Fox squirrel red, bigger. Mm-hmm. Got a little flying squirrel, too.
You ever heard one called a boomer?
Mm-hmm.
What about a small one that doesn't have the bushy tails? Runs around the ground, mostly.
Oh, a little chipmunk.
Mm-hmm. What about freshwater fish that you know about?
Well, bass, bream, and catfish, and white perch or crappie. White perch, crappie, same thing. Catfish and white perch are the best things to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Bass, the most fun to fish for. Bream, the easiest to catch.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the freshwater fish. Well, no, carp and shad, you can sell those to blacks.
Yeah.
They love that carp and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Carp eats a scavenger, nastiest fish.
Mm-hmm.
You catch them in sewers. On the way to Tuskegee one time, saw a bunch of blacks on the side of the road.